You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is March 31st, 2026. I hope you're doing well. I hope everybody is doing well in your life. I might update you here in a second about my life, but I'm doing well. Thank you very much for all of your well wishes. I know you care about me a great deal. Anyway, I do apologize for the delay of this next episode because I've just been absolutely swamped. That's why I'm doing this at 12:30 at night, instead of sleeping. But I feel like I just need to talk to you guys and stuff, try to talk more about hierarchy, right? That's what we're all about. I guess first and foremost, the Discord is doing very well. It's growing by leaps and bounds. I've got links to my free Discord everywhere across my social media and across the website, etc. And I highly recommend that you join the Discord because that is where you're going to get a lot of help and a lot of encouragement and training, etc. There's lots of great rooms there, and so I just encourage you guys to join because that's why I built it in the first place, right? What a wonderful little faggot that I am, and provided all this free stuff for you. And also the Patreon, of course. I appreciate my Patreon supporters. They're a huge help to me, and they encourage me, so thank you to my Patreon guys. But if you want to help there, you can definitely help there. I first want to kind of catch you up a little bit on what's happening with me. So there's been some major things happening in my own personal life recently. I've gone into business. I've started a new company. I'm not going to tell you the name of the company, but it's a company that is designed to manage assets and like real estate assets, etc. We've already created several partnerships and deals are in the works that are worth many, many millions of dollars. Like one of the partnerships we have is going to be it involves AI, and it's going to be worth trillions of dollars. And it's going to be rolled out across the world. So I guess what I'm saying is that a lot of money is headed my way, and it's going to change my life significantly. And it's a little overwhelming, to be quite honest with you. I'm excited, but... this is something that I always kind of knew was coming in some form. I just didn't know how it was going to happen. But it's coming now. It's here. So I just want you to understand that I'm still operating the website, obviously. I'm still trying to serve the needs of the many people that come across my work on the website. I'm still Sam the Faggot. Nothing's going to change that. Money's not going to change it or anything like that. So I'm not, I'm obviously not some sort of fly-by-night person who's just trying to be opportunistic or anything like that. Hierarchy has been, I consider it to be one of my great works. The website, I believe, is a great accomplishment on my part that I'm really proud of. And I'm proud of all the brothers and alphas that I've gotten to meet over the years. And I just, it'll always be close to my heart, you know. I know it sounds sort of like I'm saying goodbye. I'm definitely not doing that, but it's just, I just wanted you guys to all know that what I'm dealing with is sort of massive. So please be patient with me, I guess is what I'm getting at, because what I'm trying to do is very tricky, very difficult, but in the end it's going to yield a lot of good things, and I want to be wise with what I do, and intentional, and have purpose with what I do with this new business and what I'm trying to accomplish with it. So please be patient with me, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And that's why the podcast has been slow and sporadic recently. So I just wanted you to know that. And if you want to know if I'm going to be giving money to Cash Masters, well, there is definitely one Cash Master for sure that I'm going to pay some money to, but and I'm not going to tell who. Okay, so don't ask. Anyway, there might be more. Let's put it that way, too. I wanted to talk today a little bit about manifestation. Now, obviously, like what I just told you is a product of manifestation. And I didn't really believe in manifestation in any of the kind of kooky, goofy ways that people have explained it, you know, in the past. Manifestation for me has just been always kind of natural. It didn't always go right. I've had a lot of disasters in my life, as you guys well know. I went to prison, for crying out loud. But one thing about manifestation is that just knowing, having a clear visual picture of what your life is supposed to be, what you see it as, is that part of manifestation that is so hard to grasp, but it's very real. And I've always had a very clear picture in my mind of things that I wanted to see, things that I hoped for, etc. And I just kind of knew that it was going to come true. I didn't know how. I just sort of steered my life in a direction that seemed to suggest where I expected to go. And things began to fall into place. Now, I'll give you another example of this. When I rescued the boy from Syria that I've talked about, baby boy that I've talked about many times, I did not know how to rescue somebody from Syria or anywhere else in the world. But once I was on that journey to try to rescue him and save his life, I just believed in manifestation. I felt like I was manifesting things, and miracles happened. And it became undeniable, you know, that some other force was helping me do the impossible. Okay. And me and baby boy would talk sometimes about manifesting, and we would say, let's ask the universe for help for this problem or that problem, when things were really bleak and it looked like we weren't going to win. We would say, let's ask the universe for help, and things would move into place. Looking back, it feels kind of naive, but it happened that way. And I guess what I want to say is this about manifestation, because I definitely used manifestation accidentally in my hierarchical life. Like I wanted my first alpha, Roger. I was desperately in love with Roger. Master Roger, I should say. And I basically manifested that. You know, like I was so focused on knowing that I was supposed to serve him, that when he finally took me, I threw myself completely into it. And I basically said, this is my destiny. This is where I'm supposed to be. And so I threw myself into being a faggot. And that manifestation attitude of mine is how I'm so confident when I talk to alphas in my life. And it's why I've been successful in approaching alphas, because, like, straight alphas I've met just randomly and ended up serving, because I would see somebody and I would just say, you know, I believe that I'm supposed to serve him. And I would just picture my life as his property, and it would come true. Now, it doesn't always happen, obviously, and sometimes I don't do it right, but ultimately you have to believe in yourself, and more importantly, believe in the universal kind of powers that are guiding you to what you're supposed to be. Because you have to understand this. Hierarchy is the is natural as the air and water in our world, okay? It's a foundational force in our, all of our lives. And just like any kind of force, it moves with the other forces of the, our world, our natural world. And we can use manifestation to make things happen, do extraordinary things, to offer ourselves in service as faggots, or if you're an alpha, to take possession of a faggot that you want, by simply visualizing what your life should be with that person, and how it should be, how your position should be with that person, and then working alongside that vision to make it come true. Because your like manifestation is a quantum physics precept, that where we're acting in harmony with the energies between us all, you know, just like in the movie Star Wars, it's an energy field that binds the galaxy together, right? So I'm misquoting it, but the point is that, like, there's an energy between a faggot and an alpha. And if you haven't felt that, like, pay attention to it, because it's there. This is part of the reason why alphas are so good at detecting faggots around them and taking them, because they feel that energy and they read it correctly. So we're all part of this kind of energy field, and we can tap into that. Hierarchy is an energy. It's an energy that we emit out into the world that places us where we belong. Hierarchy is a natural order, and quantum physics are part of the natural order. The energy of quantum physics and the energy of manifestation. These are all energies that we can harness and manipulate and work in accordance with to make our lives change. I believe that many of the successful faggots that I have studied and published about, etc., all these faggots, they're not just brave. They believe that it's their purpose to serve these men, and they become fearless, and they become resilient and focused and full of purpose. This is the essence of manifestation. Because they're emitting that energy, it goes into the energies around them and makes those things happen, makes those kind of connections possible. I know it sounds a little, you know, I don't know what the word is here, mystical or something. I'm not really somebody that is a mystical personality, but I know what's true about our mindset. You know, our mind has to be plugged into the energies around us, and we have to be fully engaged with it and use our minds to visualize the life we want in service to alphas. When we do that, we have much more success, and we have a confidence that helps us to approach alphas in a meaningful way, so we can serve them. And I believe fully that manifestation has been the reason for my success over the course of my life with alphas, straight alphas, gay alphas, whatever. And I just wanted to point this out to you guys out there, because as I'm going deeper and deeper into my life, manifestation has been playing a part. This mental outlook has been playing a part. And so it's very important that you guys all kind of understand, you know, what you can accomplish. You know, these things are true, you know. So anyway, that's all really I've got today. To be quite honest with you, when I was locked up in prison, I was reading manifestation books, and I actually outlined this particular podcast. And of course, I don't have my notes because they got destroyed in prison. But the point is, like, I studied this stuff and took notes, planning to have a podcast about this topic with you guys. It didn't really come out the way I wanted it to, I don't think. But let's just put it this way. Like, in prison, my lowest point, I was still thinking about you guys. And I was still thinking about how I can teach the things I was learning about myself, about you guys, about hierarchy. And so just know that this podcast, this particular podcast, was quote-unquote written probably 4 years ago while I was in the worst moment of my life. And I delivered it now. So that's my message from 4 years ago. And I hope it helps somebody feel like they have purpose and control in their life. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I love you guys very much. And thank you for all the well wishes and support and kindness. So anyway, I'm going to keep writing, and I hope you stick with me. So anyway, I love you. I hope you have a good week, and I will talk to you soon, all right? Love you. Bye.